Reading a statement on behalf of U.S. Ambassador to South Sudan, Michael Adler, Malik Berkana, a public affairs officer at the U.S. Embassy in Juba, said the security forces are a cornerstone of state and human security, but their effectiveness depends on fulfilling their mission accountability within a framework of civilian control and respect for the rule of law and human rights.
As the Troika, we welcome this initial step in the graduation of forces. This is a development that has been long promised and even longer awaited by the South Sudanese and South Sudan's friends. It is an absolutely critical step, but it is the start of a process.
Berkana says it is important to ensure that all forces have access to food, medicine, and are paid their salaries on time so they can perform their duties within confidence while taking care of their families.
With security and stability, South Sudan will be able to unlock its potential and advance the road to development. It is critical that ordinary South Sudanese can have trust in their security forces. Trust that the security forces protect the rights of all South Sudanese, no matter where in the country they come from, no matter their religious or political beliefs, and no matter whom they call kin. Trust that security forces are committed to bringing an immediate end to sexual and gender-based violence, including actions committed by those within their ranks.
Ambassador Atlas says it is also important to remember the other steps in the revitalized peace agreement. We need similar progress and require similar commitments so that South Sudanese citizens have the future they deserve of peace, democracy, human rights, justice, and prosperity.
We are speaking here of the future that the South Sudanese people deserve and hoped for at the time of their independence. It is long overdue. We look to South Sudan's leaders to capitalize on this renewed momentum to progress these steps. We hope the early steps that have begun to be taken today will unlock further progress in the implementation of the peace agreement.
Under the 2018 peace deal, the South Sudan government was to train and graduate 83,000 personnel to take charge of security during the ongoing transitional period. Tuesday, graduation finally took place after several delays, which the government attributed to financial constraints and a lack of firearms for the unified forces, citing the arms embargo imposed on the country by the United Nations Security Council. Some of the forces graduated without firearms. Earlier this month, the SPLM in government, led by President Salva Kiir and other signatories to the peace deal, including his deputy, SPLM IO leader Riek Machar, agreed to a new roadmap, which extends the transitional government by another 2 years. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.